Welcome to another episode of Township Entrepreneurs. We're out in the sunny Pretoria in a township called Khutsong to profile an amazing young lady who's done well for herself. She runs a company by the name of Madira's Fashion Design. So join me today as we profile this lady. Hi, Ma. How are you?
I'm good, and you?
Good, good. Nice to meet you. So tell us a bit about your business.
Firstly, I would like to introduce myself.
Yes.
My name is Madira Macheke. Yes, I'm a fashion designer. Then I started my business in the year 2004.
So you've been in business now for the past, 13, 14 years, and you've done phenomenally well over the years. What are some of the challenges you've come across?
The challenges it's like sometimes the customer it's very hard. The challenges like the customer would say I want this design and then tomorrow wa change the statement no I want to kela ntweke batlang a sa lebella mmelo wa hai. Yeah, like ngare it's one of the challenges.
Yeah, So I mean, you have people in situations who eat a lot, who love food, kind of like me. So if I come today, I'm a size 34, but if I come in a month, you don't cover me.
Yeah.
Okay, so I mean, when you started this business, did you have any funding?
No.
So how'd you start it?
Like, I started this business, ne? Kiberekile ka di deposit is about. I didn't have any funding.
And then, I mean, over the years, I mean, how many people have you been able to employ?
I'm having on the side of this fashion designing, I'm having one tailor and then honalo watlang for temporary and then canali PA, then canali another business catering.
Okay.
So catering ki ona ngare but they're not permanent. Batla like regional mereko, so if we have delivery.
As known by a lot of entrepreneurs that in order for you to be successful, you need a great, intelligent, and functional team. And today we'll be talking to a wonderful lady by the name of Ntombi Futhi. Ntombi Futhi, how are you?
Ngiyaphila
Pit. Ngiyaphila. Siswam, so tell me, ula uyenzani?
Okay, me, EPA ga Madira. So what I do, I run her office, I make her life easier. So as you know, she's a fashion designer. So that's her expertise, that's her strongest point, that's what she does. So to make sure that she focuses on that, I have to be here and take care of the admin, meet the clients, talk to them. It's the same community, and then, okay, it's transport-wise, the customer cost for starters is close to home, so you cut down on that, and you get to learn what's within your community. Kona my offices, they'll be in town, they'll be Bosenten and everywhere. Fine, if you are a brand, it's good to do that. I think in the long run, we should have an office out there. But it's easier when you're within the community, because you couldn't reach out your community. You're close to them, and then you can relate to them. Like, we are not available. Okay, Umadi, she's good at what she does, as I said earlier. Good fashion, and she just, we are flow, it's a thing. And she loves the community as well, because recently we even had our first pageant that I missed in Miss 20 East, which I've been co-organizing that with her. And that is another element where we reach out to the community and then uplift the youth and then Siba put her out there for people to know what's within our community. So it's a fashion house, it's decor, it's catering. And in all these spheres, she does an excellent work. So we are excellent and everything she does, she's a perfectionist. So I see this thing going far. And then that was with Seven Zanaband. Because at this point, you see me, her PA and her. But there's another people who are carrying us behind. We've got the models. We've got people who come and freelance with us. We've got chefs who come in and cook with us. So we involve even other people and other designers. Like with the recent event, we even invited other designers within the community. Because in Males for Any Pageant, we have, you know, my contestants dressing themselves. So you know, we made sure we see the designers within the community, they dress the contestants. So people even get to know there's not just Madira in the community. There's also Genie Hunters, there's also Muzer, there's all these other designers within the community. So we also try to involve other people and grow along in our own community.
Wow. Yeah. Thank you for giving us that insight. We wish you guys all the success.
So tell us a bit about that. I mean, you're in the fashion industry. You're cooking amazing, beautiful, you know, your food, beautiful cuisine. How'd you get into that? And then how did you get into this? Where did the passion come from?
Like this thing, ke talente.
Yeah.
Yeah, ke talente. Ngare ke ntwe leng hore ke ifile ke modimo. Maban, especially fashion. Ya di joy is just krapa, holy masadi, swanzi, o krapa krape, ozula zula, or fashion designing yakabele deco deco yakabele hakitari.
So now, here's one of the known things. It's rare to find, you know, women, black women in business. There's a scarcity. Yeah. When you started this business, did you get support from family and your community?
Yeah, ngare, especially from my family. Yeah, because of, like, ketomile kirukela bana bakamukai. Then he ke rokela bana ba ka mogae, then bona ba thoma ba botsa dichomi tsa bona, then dichomi tsa bona ba thoma wa bona ke extension ya then ebe ka feleletsa ke le mmadira
maraba o patetsa ke
yes dichomi mara ngwana ko ha ya mpatele
ha ngwana ko hena o patele o tlhomisa business
marketing.
And then Madi, what sort of formal education did you get in line with what you are doing right now in business?
Can I lay a certificate? This is fashion designing.
Yeah. And then, I mean, how do you keep yourself updated with the latest trends? Next thing you know, it's crop tops, it's chinos.
Sometimes, fashion TV, it helps a lot.
Yeah.
Like fashion TV, and then sometimes you go to the fashion shows, and then walebella or like what's in the fashion now.
Yeah, and then Madi, you know, every entrepreneur has got dreams. Mm-hmm. Now, what does your company look like? Just take us on a mental journey in the next 5 years.
In the next 5 years, ish ki dreama Madi di aparotsa hai di tama ya ga fly machine di ya. Hole, kuri diska end up a fela around Pretoria, around Joburg, around Limpopo. Ki dreama hore le nna like di aparotsaka di khole.
What sort of advice would you give to a young man and a young lady right now watching you and watching this heroic story?
All the advice in nanga ifamba to go hore like hanchi nan twiki lebeletseng. People rush. Batho ba jaga. Ngwana ha belegwa, o belegwa ile lesega. Then after ngwana wirang kwa habula. Then ha fetse wa dula fatsa ke ha fetse is then a tsamayang. So advice e nka e fang batho gore ba ska jaga. Gore ntho nngwe le nngwe o ietsang, ietse ka lerato. Don't do it for money.
Thank you for watching Township Entrepreneurs. Join us yet again next week for another episode. And all our details are on the screen. So join us in the social media conversation and let's get it buzzing. Support a township business. Thank you very much.